voice of the world. The sound with the beat. The sound that sets you tapping your feet. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure. The sound of the news, rhythm and blues.
Tchaikovsky swing, whatever you choose.
Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Welcome to All Things Radio, your weekly radio magazine. With radio news from a national perspective, call letter and format changes, sports news, featured radio stations from yesterday and today, your voicemails and phone calls, as well as special guests and featured segments. And now here's your host, Bill Sparks.
Educate, syncopate, radio communicate, radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Hello and welcome to All Things Radio 715. We're high above Ariana Court here in Indianapolis this week. So we are back. The little airline will remind me of South Flying Home Southwest Saturday. It was delayed and all kinds of problems with the airline. So not a good day for the flying, but we are here. And here's somebody coming up with... He never has a problem, and that's Jeff Bennett.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think we have problems sometimes. We have more problems than we realize. Well, first of all, hello to everybody. Let's say hello to the panel. We've got Sean and Gary in Austin, Bernie and Bill in Indianapolis, Indiana, Perry in Des Moines, Iowa, and Chris out in Quincy, Massachusetts. No, is that, yeah, I guess it is Quincy. Yeah, Quincy, Massachusetts.
It is Quincy. Yes, it is.
So we're going to say hello to everybody because people were asking me, well, who's on the panel? Well, now you know. We'll start things off with our radio news from a national perspective and follow it up with Jennifer Sparks' call letter and format changes. Next up, we have something a little different, and I think you're going to enjoy this. This is a guy who both Bill and I follow on YouTube. His name is Ellis B. Feaster. He's a radio announcer. He's been at a number of radio stations, and he's going to talk about radio. In my classic air check segment, we're going to do something that we don't normally do very often. But maybe it's something that Sean, I know Bernie, you can relate to. We're going to go back to 1989, and we're going to listen to Kid Kelly in Tucson, Arizona. Now, I actually wrote to this guy on YouTube. I said, are you the same Kid Kelly who worked at Z100? He said, no, I only worked in the West Coast, but people always confuse me with him. But you're going to get to hear what Top 40 sounds like in 1989, and this is a composite from a number of different air checks that he did. Next, we're going to travel to Portland, Oregon. What's that?
Because I said, cool. I'm looking forward to hearing that.
Oh, okay. We're going to go to Portland, Oregon. We're going to hear Bella, meaning beautiful in Italian, as Odyssey has changed the buzz and changed it to a more variety hits formatted radio station. No radio announcers just yet, but they say they are going to be coming on at some point. And then we're going to hear online, because it's not on the air in Boston, that's 740, the memory stations. We're going to hear a station from Bob Bittner. His philosophy is, I own a radio station. I don't care if it makes money. It doesn't matter to me. I'm doing what I want to do in radio, and you're going to hear what that radio station sounds like through a HD3 channel on Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and he has an app called the Bob Bittner's Memory Station. You can find it in the App Store. So all in all, I think we have a pretty good show this week, and I guess I'll turn it over to Bill to talk about getting back to colder Indianapolis, because it's colder than Florida.
Yeah, and Bernie, I was not disappointed because there was absolutely 0.00 changes when I pulled up my HD radio and decided I'd take a look. Everything sounded exactly.
I'm glad you weren't disappointed. I hate for you to be disappointed after all. You know,
everything sounded the same with the exception. I'm sorry. And I don't care if you're to the right or the left on your political views, but 93.1, I am sorry, but when you've got a morning show with a guy and then a guy doing the midday show, that's too much of one announcer.
I mean,
and then playing replays overnight.
I mean, man.
Really? I mean, shame on... Urban one.
If he has a syndicated midday show, they're probably going to take his morning show away and put another guy on, or not run his syndicated show, just run his own. But I know why they do it. It saves money.
Well, people that would really listen to radio and want a good reflection on the city and what's going on, I don't think that's it.
They don't want him then.
No. I mean, seriously, that is.
And I'll tell you what, you see him in the elevator, and he's just got this very sour disposition. He's just, he's exactly the way he is on the air.
Yeah, they replaced, like I said, they had him on the last 6 months at MSO and the stations here in Austin, and they replaced him, they had him late at night, but they replaced him with a replay of Coast to Coast AM. That shows what it's like
for him. And you know, that show's even gone downhill, I think, over the years.
Oh, yeah. It's gone way down.
And yeah, I understand his commitment in what, you know, just trying to work like anybody else, and he should. But goodness gracious, can they do better than that? I mean, you know, the guys that are on from 3 to 7, at least they do stuff locally and talk about it. I may not always agree with them, but
they never agree with them, but they're still pretty good.
Yeah, they do well in that time slot, and they ought to probably don't want to do it, but they ought to slide into a morning slot and make that a little bit better, but maybe there's more listeners actually in the afternoon. I don't know. But one thing I've noticed, no other changes. I don't know why they have these 3 or 4 translators who you can barely hear in the first place. It's just kind of cluttering up the dial. But other than that, no real observation. You get more changes in TV than you do now on radio. So,
that's true.
And it's where the radio news listeners have gone to, because you can get more news on the morning news channels, you know, locally. You're in the afternoons, they start news at 3 or 4 o'clock. You know,
they do.
Oh man,
that's why radio's taken a dip.
Yeah.
So that's really about all I've got to say. Do you have any? And no rumors, nothing this week.
No.
Perry,
you were coming back to town.
Did you want to say quickly about the? Because I know I briefly mentioned it in the radio news, but you could bring it up, and I know we have time. Talk about the it's a controversy that's going on in Des Moines, Iowa, when they got rid of the morning people.
Yeah, it'll make the radio news, but WHO decided to let go, fire, lay off, whatever you want to call it, their morning team, Max and Amy, and they've been in radio for a while now. He's been in radio for a long time, so but they let them go, and the fans. The people on the Facebook page and what have you, they are not too pleased at all. The comments have been very negative toward iHeart, and the fans on the Facebook page, they want to know who did it so they know who to address their ire at. But I don't know that they're ever going to find out who did it. But the people on the Facebook page are not happy about it. But the last time Des Moines had any radio news was when the KXNO thing occurred, where they were going to take off some of their local sports programming, and the backlash was so bad that they had to end up bringing it back. Now, I don't suspect that may happen here, because the station manager at that time is no longer at WHO, so I don't know that he's in the radio business from what I heard, but, you know. It's in an uproar.
If there's as much backlash as you may see, what will happen eventually? If it hits advertising revenue, that's when the fan will be hit. Unfortunately,
and it may, Jeff, because I mean these are people. I mean, when you think of Maxwell Schaefer, he's been in Des Moines radio for a long time. Anybody in Des Moines would say, "What do you listen to him?" I recognize that name.
Well, you know, there are a lot of program directors, and I worked in radio, and I've been with, and Bernie, I know that you probably have met program directors over the year. Maybe you didn't work for them. I had a program director who said to me, "I am God, and when I run this radio station, it's my way or the highway." And I mean, that is very realistic. And there are people who are like that, whether you it or not.
Never had a boss like that at all.
I mean, I knew a program director who was like that. He said, I am God, and this is how I run my radio station. If you don't like it, you know where the door is.
The bad thing, Jeff, in this case is Des Moines is a small enough market. I mean, it's not a, you know, a 10,000 or anything like that. We have over 100,000 people. Yeah. But you probably as a radio station don't want to anger your listeners. You know, you're not that big where you can't anger your listeners at all.
Well, I agree with you, but unfortunately, there are people who are like that in the radio business. Is a very strange business. I mean, I've seen, I can't tell you how many people I've seen in radio. It is a very unusual business, shall we say, the least. And
Hey, before we go to the radio news, I do have one quick question for Bernie or even you, Jeff. Have the February ratings book came out yet? I kind of wanted to see how WXNT did with the Dan Dockage show under their belt for a little over a month.
They have not come out yet. And when they do come out, they will be out. I always get them, and you'll see them in your email as well, Bill. But they have not come out as far as I know just yet.
Yeah, I never can get the exact date as to when they're going to come out. I'm sure there's a pattern to it, but I wanted to see if there was any real live movement.
They'll be coming out pretty soon, I think.
I'm thinking, then maybe next week or maybe next week or the week after, but I think it's going to be in the next 2 weeks.
So, because we're on the fourth day, so. But we're not on the fourth day of news. We're on day number one. We have the radio news right here for Jeff. And as we said, this is a record-breaking edition because this is ATR 715. And if you're a baseball fan, we know what significance that has.
We do.
We're hitting it out of the real home run record. Yes.
Right.
We're hitting it out of the park here with this episode.
You know, Bill, that reminds me, speaking of baseball real quick, I am pretty sure now that we can probably go ahead that TuneIn does not appear that it is having Major League Baseball this year. I mean, I've had a lot of questions about that, but it does not appear.
They better go get a new round of funding.
So if sadly, if you want your Major League Baseball, you have to do one of two things, SiriusXM, or you're going to have to get the MLB package, which for about 2,500 games total is only $29.95. So it's not horrible.
That's true. And that is for the season.
It is for the season. And you can listen on your, if you want to listen to back games that you've missed through the year, you can listen to those in the wintertime. So, I mean, it goes for the whole year.
It does. All right, well, let's start this award-winning news. Those is one thing that we have that the competition doesn't have. We have the award winner right here. Right.
Only one Jeff Bennett.
Only one Jeff Bennett.
Radio. And this is what's happening in the world of broadcasting. Yeah. Odyssey gives us a sneak preview into the first quarter revenue results and turns in two AM licenses in Las Vegas, Nevada. Saga reports its fourth quarter revenue results, and we have lots of news on the street. It was yet another busy week in the world of broadcasting, and news from Odyssey and Saga make news. In the case of Odyssey, as you know, is going through a prepackaged bankruptcy, and they're waiting for approval on the FCC concerning this bankruptcy. However, we are getting a sneak preview into how Odyssey is performing in the first quarter of 2024. Radio revenue is pacing up by 1%, while digital revenue is pacing up by 7%. The second quarter of 2024 is looking even better for Odyssey, with radio revenue pacing up by 2%. And when they emerge from bankruptcy, their debt will be reduced from $9 billion to $350 million. Saga Communications also reported their fourth quarter revenue results, and they were down 3%. However, if you have stock in Saga, they will be paying a dividend for their shareholders at about 60 cents per share. Now let's take a quick look and find out what's happening on the street. iHeartMedia has added the Michael DelGiorno show to four more of its conservative talk radio stations, including 600 WREC AM in Memphis, Tennessee, 1060 WKMQ AM in Tupelo, Mississippi, 570 WKBN AM in Youngstown, Ohio, and 640 WHLO AM in Akron, Ohio. With the cancellation of the Mark Kay show, Cox Media has made it official. The show is now heard middays in Dayton, Ohio, Jacksonville, Florida, and Tulsa, Oklahoma. In Jacksonville, Florida, The Eric Erickson Show is now heard on 104.5 WOKV-FM in Jacksonville, Florida. The show can also be heard in Dayton, Ohio on WHIO-AM and in Tulsa, Oklahoma on radio station KRMG-AM. iHeartMedia has also made changes at radio station WHIO-AM in Des Moines, Iowa, with the elimination of the morning team of Maxwell Schiffer and Amy Sweet. They have been hosting the morning show since January of 2021, since the retirement of Van Harden. Beasley Media also makes news by adding the Alex Cooper Show tonight at two of its big radio stations. The Alex Cooper Show is going to be heard evenings on radio station WDRV-FM in Chicago, Illinois, and radio station WCSX-FM in Detroit, Michigan. Both radio stations broadcast a classic rock format. The Alice Cooper Show is syndicated by Super Radio Networks. Beasley Media is also making news in Tampa, Florida at radio station WQYK-FM. They broadcast a country format, and they've hired Kevin Casey Cummings to do afternoons for the radio station. He has been doing part-time for the radio station, and he comes to this radio station after working for the rhythmic formatted radio station WLLD-FM in Tampa, Florida, also owned and operated by Beasley Media. If you live in Austin, Texas, and you listen to country radio station KASE-FM, you might notice a subtle change. For the last 40 years, KASE has referred to themselves as Case 101. However, that's all changed as they're now referring themselves as Case 100.7, which is the actual frequency for the radio station. There's also more news in Austin, Texas, as The Woody Show is returning to the market. The Woody Show originates at radio station KYSR-FM in Los Angeles, California, and is syndicated by Premier Radio. The show can now be heard on radio station KROX-FM in Austin, Texas. In other news, Town Square Media syndicates a number of radio shows, one of which is Ultimate Classic Rock. The Ultimate Classic Rock is also syndicated by Compass Media, and they now have a new host. Replacing Joe Benson is Matt Wadlaw. Matt Wadlaw is a writer in charge of the Ultimate Classic Rock website, also owned and operated by Town Square Media. In Columbus, Ohio, a new oldie station emerges on the radio dial. 1580 WXGT-FM is now broadcasting oldies, but they were broadcasting alternative rock. However, the LMA for the alternative rock format was canceled, and they continued broadcasting alternative rock for a short time. That's all done. Now an oldies format emerges for the radio station. If you're looking for alternative rock in Lawton, Oklahoma, you're in luck. The alternative rock programming can be heard on KXCA AM 1050 and the translator on 93.7. Finally, Odyssey has surrendered the licenses for two of its radio stations in Las Vegas, Nevada. This all occurred after Odyssey sold the tower sites for those radio stations to Beasley Media. Unable to find new transmitter sites for these radio stations, Odyssey has decided to surrender those radio licenses rather than continuing the process of finding new transmitter locations for the radio stations. The radio stations affected here are KXNT AM and KDWN AM. If you have any comments concerning this portion of the podcast, there are many ways you can get in touch with me. First of all, you can send me an email. My email address is Jeff. That's J-E-F-F, Jeff, at allthingsradio.net. Or you can send me a voicemail with our feedback line. The phone number is 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595. And hit option 2 for the podcast team. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
You know, I forgot to ask if you wanted to put the calls and feedback on, but we do some talking, but we have got that in that folder as well. So, not a lot of radio news this week, but sometimes there are dead weeks and sometimes there are very, very busy weeks. And the transfer, the license, getting rid of the licenses in Las Vegas doesn't surprise me, guys.
And no. And that's interesting. I didn't even know the Woody Show was gone from Austin, Texas. That shows how little I pay attention to it. I didn't know it was gone. And the Case 101 thing, I thought I had heard something a couple weeks ago. I was in my wife's car, and she had it on there, and I thought they were saying 100.7, but I barely noticed it. That shows how
a friend of mine would be very disappointed in you, Sean, because she listens to that show every day. Yeah. So when she was around, I always talked about that thing.
I know she would, but yeah, I mean...
I didn't know that the Woody Show had left either. I guess it was in August when that left, but... The thing I'm interested in is your opinion on the Purcell move from Aaron Hogan from the Horn over to ESPN 102.7, which I guess is occurring or will occur soon. So
it already has occurred.
How much longer do you think they'll be doing that format, or are they going to sell it soon?
I think they will sell it, and I think it all depends what happens with the one lawyer who's the owner that they love to get out, what happens with his indictment over the live TV thing. That's a big part of it. But I think Aaron Hogan is the program director there now. He's been 2 weeks on the 102.7 ESPN. So, I think
he wants to bring a couple other people in. If Waterloo will let him bring them in, we'll see. Yeah. You know, it's a couple.
Because
they got, and, you know, we'll see.
But they never got that 1019 moved into town, so that made them a non-factor.
No, they didn't. Yeah, that basically is. They have a morning show, and that's it. They have the morning show, and that's it. Now their afternoon show is gone with Aaron Hogan leaving, so they're number three of the sports stations now. So, and I think, like I said, it all depends because Coke FM is barely hanging in, but we'll see when all comes out when the one owner, what happens with him.
Yeah. There's a question I want to know. I've got a quick question for you guys. I just came out of the news yesterday. I didn't have a chance to get into my radio news because I didn't know about it until yesterday afternoon. Is that Good Karma Broadcasting, and they own WEPN AM, and they own AM 1000 WMVP in Chicago, and they own a bunch of other stations, has decided that they will no longer be using the services of Nielsen to obtain ratings. They say that they feel that there are other services out there and they don't need the services of Nielsen, except how is that going to affect them in large markets like New York City, Chicago, where they own stations, where those ratings are what the national advertising is based on? And that's a question that we can't answer until we figure out what happens. We know.
Is there some other service that they can use that is locally based that is respected, you know, by advertisers, either national or local? I mean, if you can't give them a ratings book and you've been dealing, you know, selling, buying time from radio stations for 30 years, and you say, well, what are your ratings at noontime? And you can't tell them, they're not going to be happy.
Well, the only other competitor to Nielsen ratings, I should say, is Eastland. And they're a very smaller, they're a much smaller company. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. I was just wondering, could this be a way, and I'm not saying this is right or wrong, but could this be their way of saying, you know, we depend on our streaming numbers for national advertising as much, if not more, than, say, the terrestrial ratings? Because I'm sure they don't just turn over the terrestrial ratings. They turn over their streaming numbers from the different apps that are on the websites, whether iHeart or
Honest. That's part of it. They also, but Nielsen also provides rating for streaming as well. But I don't know what the reasoning is. I think the reasoning is not what you think. I think the reasoning is financial and paying for this.
Yeah, they don't want to pay it.
They don't want to pay the higher price for the ratings, and they may feel that the return of the investment for what they're paying for is not what they're looking for. So I'll turn it over to you, Bill.
Yeah. All right.
That's the only thing I can say.
Yeah. I'm going to incorporate that feedback in with Jennifer's call letter and format changes, Jeff.
Okay, no problem.
We'll do that right now, and here we go.
It's time once again for listener calls and feedback. To get in touch with the podcast team, call 800-693-0595 and hit option 2 for the podcast team.
Hi, this is Greg in Spokane, Washington, and I just heard on Science Friday on their podcast that trees pick up radio waves. So what I want to know is, how do they change stations? I thought Walmart Radio was interesting, but it's probably not something I would probably listen to all that often.
Listener comments are always welcome, so give us a call on that feedback line, 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595, and hit option 2 for the podcast team.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jennifer Sparks, and here are your call letter and format changes for the week of March 14th. KVBX FM 103.5, Taylor, Arizona, changes calls to KGXL FM. KELD AM 1400, El Dorado, Arkansas, changes format from sports to news talk. KIIK AM 1270, Waynesville, Missouri, changes format from talk to sports and changes slogan from Lifestyles Talk 1270 to CBS Sports 1270. KKCM FM 92.1, Thermal, California, changes format from silent to rhythmic CHR. KXCA AM 1050, Lawton, Oklahoma, changes slogan from 93.7, Heart and Soul, to X93.7 to X93.7. WIYD AM 1260, Platte to Florida changes slogan from WIYD 1260 AM 104.9 FM to Kickin' Country. WIYD 1260 AM 104.9 FM. WNAV AM 1430 Annapolis, Maryland changes slogan from WNAV 1430 AM to Oldies WNAV 1430 AM. WRKN FM 106.1 Picayune, Mississippi changes slogan from Nash Icon 106.1 to 106.1 The Ticket. WBTH AM 1400 Williamson, West Virginia changes slogan from Mountain Top Sports to Peace Radio. WEKB AM 1460 Elkhorn City, Kentucky changes slogan from Fox Sports East Kentucky to Peace Radio. WLSI AM 900 Pikeville, Kentucky changes slogan from Mountain Top Sports to Peace Radio. WPKE AM 1240 Pikeville, Kentucky changes slogan from Music Radio WPKE 98.1 WPRT 104.5 to The Goat 98.1 FM 104.5 FM. WPRT AM 960 Prestonsburg, Kentucky changes slogan from Music Radio WPKE E98.1 WPRT 104.5 to The Goat 98.1 FM 104.5 FM. WXCC FM 96.5 Williamson, Virginia changes slogan from KXCC 96.5 Coal Country to KXCC 96.5 The Mullet. KMZZ FM 106.9 Bishop, Texas changes frequency to 98.3. KQOR FM 105.3 Minna, Arkansas changes slogan from KQOR Classic Hits 105.3 to KQOR Classic Country 105.3. KCKB FM 104.1 Moran, Texas changes format from Southern Gospel to Adult Hits and changes slogan from Y100.5 to 106.3 The Raider. KLBY FM 98.9 Albany, Texas signs on with the classic rock format and adds slogan 101.7 The Patriot. KAHM FM 102.1 Spring Valley, Arizona changes slogan from Music as Beautiful as Prescott to KAHM 102.1 FM. WNTP AM 990 Philadelphia, Pennsylvania changes slogan from AM 990 The Answer to Philadelphia's AM 990, The Answer. WTZN AM 1310, Troy, Pennsylvania, changes slogan from True Oldies to Golden Oldies, 99.9 FM. Those are your call letter and format changes for this week. For All Things Radio, I'm Jennifer Sparks, wishing all of you a good week.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Really,
George
appreciate
does a very good job.
There was a lot of them this week. Yeah.
Yes, there were.
Yeah, there were.
So you got to go into the garden, guys, and listen to the radio waves from your from the trees.
I will leave that one alone. I will not branch into that one. Yeah, but
but no. I'm not going to go out on the limb for that one.
No, I'm not. Yeah. Oh man, they're bad. The puns are going bad tonight. But anyway, I will say that Walmart radio. I meant to bring that up earlier. That was different. That was an interesting little concept from last week.
I mean, it's not something that I would listen to, but when you're in the store, you can't help but hear it. I mean,
yeah.
Especially if you're in an area of the store that's not, where it's not very noisy. So, I mean, I have heard it before, but I didn't know how. Go ahead.
It's kind of like back in the day, if you knew somebody who had a subcarrier receiver, a tunable subcarrier receiver, and you could tune over and listen to the Muzak station. It was kind of cool to do that for maybe 10 minutes, you know.
I had one of those receivers, Gary, and I used to listen, but I used to listen to something different, which is on WEVD in New York. They had four different subcarriers because they were in mono. So they had a Chunghwa broadcasting for Chinese. They had a Spanish broadcasting for thing in Spanish. They had another foreign language. And then they also had this thing that you may not have heard called the Physicians Radio Network.
Oh, I have a story to tell about the physicians listening to the Physicians Radio Network. The station that had that in Dallas was a Spanish station. And generally, they were silent on Sunday night, Monday morning, except for this one night when they left the carrier on. So this nice dead carrier. So I tune off, and I'm listening to the Visions and Radio Network, and I fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So cause I listened to it for maybe an hour, you know, because I was interested in it, and I knew that'd be the only time I'd get to hear it. So
There was a channel on XM at one time, and I don't know whether it was.
Hold on, Chris.
When I wake up, the station's signing on the air, and my radio's all the way up, you know, because you had to turn it up to hear the SCA.
So oh, that's right, because there was a slight leakage of the subcarrier to the main carrier. Yes.
You know, I had to tune it off to the side. And so, it was all the way up. And so I'm sure my neighbors at 5 o'clock in the morning when. KESS began broadcasting real happy to hear. Bells be us, you know.
Yeah, and you know, they had actual radio announcers who were, professional radio announcers read the articles from the various medical journals. Like, for example, Tom Mercine, who used to work at WNEW AM in New York, and they had a number of different radio announcers from the New York area who did voice work and advertising. They would do that. And then they also... If you may not remember, there used to be a thing before it was the Lifetime Network. It used to be the Cable Health Network.
I remember
and
that. Yep.
They would take over, and the Physicians Radio Network would have physician television. And they would buy a block of time on Sunday mornings from 10 in the morning, and it would run until about 3 or 4 in the afternoon to put their programming on. So It is an interesting concept which hasn't been around. Yes, there are two medical channels on XM.
I was going to say Dr. Radio. I haven't listened to it. Now, there was a channel during COVID where they were giving, but it looked like it was sort of on a loop. It was just giving information that was kind of around at the time, and it kind of said you could get your COVID information. But I was doing it for like an hour one day, and it just seemed to be repeating. But was Dr. Radio, was that more of a, that was sort of a talk show kind of thing, wasn't it, where they talked to each other and so forth?
Yeah, well, they have a lot of roundtable discussions. Like for example, in the morning they may have something. They have a show on sports medicine. They had a show on autism one day, and then there's another medical channel as well. I just don't remember the name of that one. So there are two channels dedicated to medicine on Sirius XM Radio. But the Doctor's Radio it comes from the Langone studios at NYU Medical Center, NYU, you know, the college in New York City, their medical college in New York City. That's where it comes from. So. I haven't listened to it that much, but I do occasionally turn it on. They were doing a thing on dependency and depression and drugs, and you know, you get to listen to a lot of this stuff. I don't know why I listen to it. I need to get a life, obviously.
Harry, if you're here, what was that channel where you can go and listen to the list of all the things that are available, like on all the channels on SiriusXM, the internet channels, etc.?
Well, it used to be Channel 1, and I think it changes. Periodically.
You found it recently. Did somebody told you about it?
Yeah, it was on 104 or 105, but I'm not sure if it's there. Well, let me check real fast. Jeff, talk for just a second. I will check real fast and tell you if it's there.
Okay, I know it's on any channel that's blank that has audio. They'll tell you what's on the various channels. 501, but one of the upper 500 channels had that channel as well. I think it was 501, Chris. Try that one if you have that on your radio.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's things like that that you don't hear promoted, you know?
Right, yeah. Yeah, but it's not there right now. I went and checked, and it is not on there right now.
Okay.
And what they'll do is when they have a one channel is just temporarily, they'll put it on those channels, and when there's nothing on there, then that's when they put that on there.
I see.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'll turn it over to you, Bill.
Well, let's see. Next, Jeff, we have a feature. You told me about this guy on the radio several years ago, especially on YouTube. He also does a travel channel sometimes, but mainly his love is radio. He's done thousands of radio checks. So he's doing this one live where he's just talking to people and answering questions about radio. So if you like radio, you're really going to like this guy because he's going to cover it like we do and better. I mean, he just does a great job. So here we go. For the next 10, 15 minutes, enjoy Alice Feaster. He gets the credit. It came right from his channel on YouTube.
Afternoon. I'm trying to figure out how to do one of these live things. I've only done it, I think, once before, so I'm trying it once again. So, good afternoon. If you are here, oh, there are seven of you here. Hey, welcome to the room. I am Ellis. I am the guy who's been putting this channel together for the last 15 years. I'm trying to figure out how to do more of these live things. I've done one Q&A, and it went really well, so I said, I'm going to give it another try. So, hey, Boston Smitty, what up? So if you guys have any questions, feel free. You can put your questions below. I'll try to answer. Talking anything about radio, either classic radio or radio, the state of radio today. And anything else that's on your mind, if you have a question about the channel, hey, love to answer it. A couple things I wanted to bring up too while we're here. So, Adam from Vineland. I used to work near there. I used to do a morning radio show in Hamilton, New Jersey. Mr. B. Williams, hello. Love your channel. Enjoyed the air checks. Well, I'm glad you enjoy them. This all started about 15 years ago when I was just looking for a place to post some videos of air checks. So my partners on my morning show could hear Dan Ingram. They had never heard Dan Ingram. So I posted maybe about 10 videos. I walked away from the channel for like 2 years. I came back and about 1,000 people were following it, asking me to post more stuff. So I started posting more stuff and here we are today. Anyway, let's see. Boston Smitty, what's the future of radio as we know it? I wish I had a crystal ball and could tell you. Sadly, I don't think radio's future is as bright as its past was. Seems like a lot of younger people don't really listen to it and pay attention to it much anymore. So sadly, I think radio is going to be the domain of the 40-plus-year-old for the time being, and that age will probably just get older and older as time goes on. Psycho Moon Rider, hey, what up? Let's see, what question do we have here? Okay. Gotta say hi to Gray Man Media, who tossed out the first question, and he said, did you ever meet any major DJs through your career? Yeah, I met a couple. When I was a teenager, I met George Michael when he was at WFIL. I actually used to call him on the radio, and I got to meet him at one or two events. And I also continued to talk to him from time to time when he was at WABC. I've met Joey Reynolds several times. Had a chance to sit in on his morning show when it was on WFIL 40 years ago? Was it that long ago? Good gravy.
Wow.
Yeah, 40 years ago, I got to hang out with Joey Reynolds. I've met Howard Stern a few times, Kid Craddock before he passed on, Rick Dees, some more contemporary people, if you know who they are, Bob Rivers, who worked at KISW in Seattle, BJ Shea, I normally talk to him once or twice a year. He does mornings, actually at WZOK now. He was at KISW and moved across town a month or two ago. Mr. B. Williams says, I'm from Winterville, North Carolina, nearby Greenville, Eastern Carolina. Do you get any air checks from WOOD 1340? No, I have none. If you have any, send them to me. You can use WeTransfer if it's MP3. I'd love to get a copy if you have any. There's so many markets that I'd like to post air checks of, and the truth is, I just don't have them. When I was a kid, I used to just record radio all the time with my tape recorder. I started recording around 1973. And so whenever we traveled, I would record radio. And then when I started working on the radio in 1979, I just kept recording to hear what other people were doing to try to make my air work better. And I just kept recording. And a lot of the recordings you see posted here on this channel were ones I recorded just trying to study what they were doing and try to make my air work better. I'm still on the radio after 45 years, so I guess it worked, I think. Let's see, where were we? Tor, 94 FM. Hey, good morning. I guess it's probably good afternoon now. What do you think the future of internet radio will be? Again, I don't know. It seems like you've got a few internet radio stations that are really cutting through, but I don't know if they're really making enough money to sustain themselves, or maybe just barely sustain themselves. I don't know, but I do like the fact that internet radio gives you a chance to hear different formats that you don't get to hear on standard FM or AM radio. That's kind of cool. And pretty much anybody who has an idea for a format or some type of station they want to do, you can actually do it. So that's kind of cool. But I just don't know where the future's going. There was a time I would have said, I don't know if it's going to go anywhere. But now I'm not saying that anymore, because you do see some stations that have loyal followings, like Rewound Radio. They have a pretty loyal stable of listeners that love that station. Adam says, I actually came across a WFIL vinyl record a couple of weeks ago at the Goodwill. That does not surprise me. Don't know why I didn't buy it. Yeah, I can understand that. Sometimes these things pop up, and I did the same thing. I was in Los Angeles, and I saw a KHJ album. I'm like, I should buy it, and then I didn't. Now I look back, and I wish I had. Harold Cheeseburger. Mr. Feaster, I'm going to look into my archives today and try to send you some old recordings, because I did the same thing when I was a child. I'm so glad I'm not the only one who did that. anything you have, in fact, anybody, if you have any recordings or anything from the radio, from the early days of radio, not counting like radio dramas from the 40s, but let's say the 50s through 2000, if you have anything, I'd sure love it if you'd share it, and I'd love to post it here, because quite frankly, my material is getting thin. After 15 years of posting a lot of my stuff, I'm almost out of material. And the only reason the channel is still going is because of the people who follow the channel who have been sending me things to put here. And if you are one of the people who've sent me things, thank you so much. I have files of stuff I have to get to things I've been sent. So if you sent me something and I haven't posted it yet, hang on. I try to go through my files every day and post something. So I'm just going to keep going. Psycho Moonrider says, I think the younger generation misses the thrill of lying in bed at night and listening to the radio before you go to sleep. I agree. I can remember being back in the late 60s and the 70s, going to bed with a little white earpiece that I would stick in my ear that I plugged into my transistor radio. And by the way, I still... Hang on. Don't move. I still have the transistor radio I used to listen to as a kid. A little Sanyo radio. In fact, if you look carefully, it only has AM on it. That's all it has. I bought this in about 1976, and I still have it today. Sad, it still works, but the battery holder is breaking, so I can't really use it. But yeah, I've hung on to this thing for over 45 years, and I still have it. And I used to go to sleep with a little earpiece in my ear plugged into this, and then wake up in the morning with the worst earache because I kept it in there all night. I should never have done that. It's probably part of the reason I have trouble hearing today. But yeah, I really think a lot of the younger generation misses out from having radio at night, especially when you could listen to faraway radio stations. That was so cool. I love doing that. Mr. B. Williams, I love internet radio. It can play anything. That's true. You've got no limits. Diamond Films. Hey guys, how you doing? Who do you consider the best three top GDJs? Wow. That is a tough question. If I had to break it down into the three best ever, number one on that list would probably be Dan Ingram at WABC. I mean, Dan Ingram was quick. He was always funny. He could do inside things and make them funny. He was just an incredible jock. He would be at the top of that list. Probably next would be Larry Lujack from WLS and Super CFL. Larry was just ornery, cantankerous, and was just so much fun to listen to. I can remember listening to him in the morning from Philadelphia, where I grew up, listening until the station faded out after sunrise. But Lujack, I would put up there. And I would probably also put Joey Reynolds. Joey was just outrageous. Joey was a shock jock before we knew what a shock jock was. Joey worked at just about every radio station in America. He would constantly get fired. I heard a story once. I think it might have been at WKBW when he got fired. Oh, no, he didn't fire this one. He quit. He went to the general manager's doors, took his shoes, and nailed them to the door with a sign that said, "Here, fill these." But yeah, Joey Reynolds, Larry Lujack, and Dan Ingram. I so wish I had just enough room to squeeze Bob. Oh, what was his name? He's currently doing mornings at WGN in Chicago. Why can't I think of his name? Bob, he worked at LS years ago. Oh, I know. You're probably screaming it back at me right now. Let me see. Did anybody type it in there? Why can't I think of his name? Bob Surratt. Oh, my goodness, my memory's getting weak. Yeah, Bob Surratt. I always loved him, too, throughout all the years. Just a very clever guy, but very personable, very down to earth. I always liked him. Let's see. What else do we have here? Eddie Charlie says, did you ever meet Wolfman Jack? Yes. I was getting ready to say no, and I remembered, yes, I did. I met him in 1991. I was working at Z104, WNVZ in Norfolk, Virginia, and he was in town for a flea market of some sort, and there was an oldies thing tied into it, and Wolfman Jack was there. And I tried to talk to him, but sadly, I couldn't seem to get anywhere talking to him. He may have just been tired. I mean, this is 1991. He's getting a little older here. So I couldn't really connect with him. But I did get to say hi, and he's like, hey, how you doing? And that was about it. Adam says, I did that when I used to go to sleep. Oh, yeah. Have the clock radio in my bedroom, listen to WEEU and KYW News Radio. KYW News Time, 1016. Yeah, I used to listen to a lot of KYW. Let's see here. Oh, Julius May is here. Do you think listeners may lose their Odyssey conservative talk stations? No, that will not be happening. That has been like the thing a lot of people outside of radio have been saying, and a lot of media has been jumping on, but no, it's not going to happen. George Soros has a minority stake in Odyssey. When you have a minority stake, I don't know how much you know about business, but when you have a minority stake, you don't get to tell the majority what to do. It just doesn't work that way. So conservative talk will not be going anywhere. Don't fear. Don't fret. We're not going to suddenly have liberal radio all over the place. That's just not going to happen. We're going to see conservative radio continue to do what it's been doing. So don't worry. Don't fear. Julius also says, do you think George Soros will play a role in the Odyssey? No, he won't. He's a minority owner. Minorities don't tell the majority what to do in business. It just doesn't work that way. He'll have an opinion. He'll say something. But they'll do what they want to do because that's what business does. Mr. B. Williams says, I'm only 40 years old, and I love listening to oldies and the throwback music. Oh, okay. I that's kind of cool. Glad to hear that. In fact, it's because of people like you in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, I have started putting the little opens on my videos so that you can get some context. Because I know if you're under 40, you hear some of these people and you may not get what they're doing on the radio or why they're doing it or why they were so popular. So I try to give you a little bit of context. I take about 60 seconds. Some people complain about it too. Why you gotta talk? You just want to see your face on YouTube. I'm like, dude, I'm on radio. I'm on television. I'm a voice actor. I don't need this too. I just do it because I'm trying to preserve radio. George, Music for All Seasons says, love your channel, Ellis. Well, I'm glad you enjoy it. Thank you so much for being here. Bensky says, they have been trying to get rid of AM radio big time. Yeah, you know, as long as there are some people that are enough people still listening to AM radio, it'll still be here. It's getting smaller. It's getting less popular. But as long as there's an audience there and advertisers can reach them, it'll continue on. What's this here? Adam says, my dad was a big radio listener as well. Whenever we went to Philly for a visit, he would listen to WMGK, Magic 103. I remember them. And WOGL. He loved the classic rock and oldies format. Well, that's kind of cool. Well, glad to hear that. Let's see. Do I have any other questions over here that were already sitting? Oh, by the way, something I was going to bring up. If you work in radio, something that would be cool and I would love for you to do if you're able to, if you work in radio, and that is I would like to start doing videos that showcase studio tours. So if you can just show us your equipment, your board, what audio software you're running on the air, maybe some special things around your studio, I'll feature it here and make you the star of your own video if you want to do that. So if you want to do it, you can just make your video and send it to me through WeTransfer and send it to my email, which is my name, Ellis@FeasterFamily.com. Ellis@FeasterFamily.com. And I'll feature your radio station and your video with the tour of your studio right here. How about that? What other YouTube channel would do that and make you the star?
I hope you enjoyed that present.
Yeah.
Bill, you could go on for an hour with this guy talking. He's that good. He's very good about it. And Bill and I know, because we both have told you, that we've been following Ellis Feaster for years. So
yeah, I subscribed to his channel, and recently he had a KILP air check.
Wow.
On there of Johnny Goen from 79.
And I like Kilton. As a matter of fact, I have a Jim Wood air check from him because he also worked down on the West Coast, Gary, as you know. So
yeah, and they had that same air check.
Actually. Yes, we're tackling our face cream problems, you know. Yeah, you probably do have the same one. That's the problem. We have the same collections of things. But it is interesting. I think he makes a very good point. Radio as we know it is not going to be here 20 years, 30 years down the road. Even the station that I love, and I'll be the first to tell you that I'm a big fan of WINS. Will it be around 20, 30, 40 years from now? Probably not.
FM or the app, maybe.
Yeah, maybe the app will, but you're...
Yeah, I mean,
he still has a positive outlook on AM radio, though, I'll have to say. I don't buy that. Yeah. He still has it.
Yeah.
But it was interesting that he threw in Bob Surratt. That came out of left field because we have Judd Surratt, by the way, his son that does the Bruins games here. But, you know, I've never actually listened to him. But, I mean, he was talking about, you know, guys you expect, Larry Lujack and Dan Ingram and Joey Reynolds, and then, you know, he's like, Bob Surratt was not a rock DJ ever, was he?
He did Top 40 on WLS AM, and he also worked on some FM stations doing rock as well. So
okay. I never heard him. He must have been on during the day, because I don't remember.
Bob Surratt was on.
I heard about.
He was on in the afternoons for a while. He was on early in the evenings for a while. But most of the time he was on LS, he was on in the afternoon.
Okay.
You know,
maybe that'd be somebody if you had an air check either of his WGN now or the stuff that he did then. But I mean, he was talking about, you know, guys you expect, Larry Lujack and Dan Ingram and Joey Reynolds, and then, you know, he's like, Bob Surratt was not a rock DJ ever, was he?
Yeah, he did Top 40 on WLS AM, and he also worked on some FM stations doing rock as well. So
okay. I never heard him. He must have been on during the day, because I don't remember.
Bob Surratt was on.
I heard about.
He was on in the afternoons for a while. He was on early in the evenings for a while. But most of the time he was on LS, he was on in the afternoon.
Okay.
You know,
maybe that'd be somebody if you had an air check either of his WGN now or the stuff that he did then.
On that from Bob Surratt's radio show. Well, at least I could say that we loved Ellis Feaster. It was a very good feature, guys.
Yeah, it was.
Yep.
I enjoyed that.
The next feature is an air check. And Bernie, because you were working in Top 40 in 1989, it's an air check of Kid Kelly on KRQ. It's on in Houston, Texas. Not in Houston. Tucson, Arizona. It was owned and operated by
93.7.
Yeah, it was owned and operated by Nationwide Communications, the people that owned WGAR in Cleveland, Ohio, and right. WNCR at that point. So
are you ready to go?
This week, in my classic air-check segment, we're traveling to Tucson, Arizona, and we're going to listen to radio station KRQQ-FM. This is a composite air-check of the work of Kid Kelly, who worked at this radio station in 1989. Listen to the excitement that he puts into this Top 40 format. So without further ado, why don't sit back and enjoy radio station KRQQ-FM from Tucson, Arizona, and Kid Kelly from 1989 on this week's edition of All Things Radio Live.
My forehead broke in a cold sweat when the rearview mirror was a silhouette. Then I heard the door locks take a dive and a whisper scream, no turn around, just drive. I'm a real wild woman. Wild woman. Wild woman.
The Rock and Roll Radio Outlaw. Kid Kelly and KRQ wants to make this the best summer of your life. Just keep listening for more hot summer fun as the 93.7 days of summer roll. 93.7 KRQ, Tucson's only hit music station. Kid Kelly on the radio on a free movie weekend. Freddy Krueger's going to be walking in here impressing everybody with his Lee press-on nails. He's going to tell you when to call in to scan those tickets to see his latest movie, Nightmare on Elm Street Part 5. All right, that's going to be coming up shortly, so hang tight from KRQ. Right now, Milli Vanilli, I'm going to miss you from KRQ. 93.7 KRQ, Tucson's only hit music station. Someone on my phone. Yeah, who's this?
This is Lee.
Lee, what's happening?
I found out that you can play Lemonade Punch backwards, and it says OK in the men.
Play the record backwards and it says what?
Okie and the Men.
Let me hear it. Well, I'll tell you, these Saturday morning cartoons are getting to you people's brains. I mean, caused by the Smurfs, they're doing backmasking now on the Kid Killer program. I don't know. Oh, Rocco! Macadamia from KRQ. Hi, KRQ, you're color 9 and a winner.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. 93.7 KRQ, Tucson's only hit music station.
All right, calm down, drink some decaffeinated coffee, and tell me who is this.
Mark Moreno.
Mark, you're the winner. You got yourself tickets to see the Freddy Krueger movie, the latest one, Nightmare on Elm Street, Dream Child. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Give me that KRQ phrase and face one more time.
93.7 KRQ, Tucson's only hit music station.
93.7 KRQ, Tucson's only hit music station. Kid Kelly on the radio.
Hi, can you play for a song for us at work?
Sure, where are you working at?
At Campus Discount.
Oh, man, what are you doing there?
Oh, not much.
You're giving the campus some discounts.
Exactly.
All right, we'll get on the new one for you from Cher from KRQ. 93.7 KRQ, Tucson's only hit music station with Kid Kelly on the radio. Who's inside my title telephone right now?
Adina.
And how old are you?
7.
All right, and do you watch a lot of Saturday morning cartoons?
Yeah.
What would you compare my show to on a Saturday morning cartoon? If I was a Saturday morning cartoon, who would I be?
Yogi Bear.
Yogi Bear. Well, that's too close to being a boo-boo, I think. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Bill Minnelli from KRQ. 93.7 KRQ, Tucson's only hit music station, getting a little nasty in your afty. It's the Outlaw Kid Kelly with at least 50 minutes of total music this hour.
Yo, what's happening? MC Dr. Funkadelic checking in on a Saturday. Everybody go, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's happening.
Hey, nada mucho. What's up with you?
Oh, nothing much. Working hard for that American dollar.
Ain't that the God-honest truth?
Yeah, because MC Dr. Funkadelic is hitting hard and he ain't got no lard. He's number one on your dance card.
Oh, I love that. I'm just a poor old white boy. I can't even rhyme with the Bee Gees, so...
Well, you know, you just got to get with the beat because it sounds so neat.
You're too much for me, man. 93.7 KRQ, Tucson's only hit music station with your marks. And right here waiting for you at 1:33, a little nasty in your afty, Kid Kelly, on a free movie weekend. Be listening for Freddy Krueger to walk into the studio, tell you when to call in to scan those passes to see the KRQ Tucson premiere of the movie Nightmare on Elm Street. It's coming up, part 5 from KRQ. Partly cloudy this afternoon, 20% chance of tea showers. High is only going to be in the 90s. Kind of nice. Overnight low is going to be down into the 70s. Right now, downtown Tucson, 85 degrees. Hot new stuff from Sunita. Right back where we started from KRQ.
93.7 KRQ.
Hi, KRQ. You're caller 9 and a winner.
Really?
Yeah.
God.
Dynamite, who be this?
Gavin.
Gavin, what's your last name, buddy?
Mirhoff.
All right, you got yourself a couple of passes to see the KRQ Tucson premiere of the movie Nightmare on Elm Street Part 5, The Dream Child.
Right on.
And it's rated R under 17, not admitted without parent or guardian or a really good fake ID. Congratulations, City. What is that KRQ phrase that pays?
93.7 KRQ Tucson's only hit music station.
93.7 KRQ Tucson's only hit music station. New stuff there from Exposé. It's called When I Looked at Him. Turned around and winked at me, right? Kind of disturbing. Speaking of disturbing, it's Smoking Steve Hardy's hanging out at the family, I almost said pregnant center for some reason. Oregon Center there.
Yeah.
What presently is happening over there?
You're killing me, kid.
From the good guys at Khalil.
A service of Nationwide Communications, KRQQ Tucson.
152 with the bad guy, Kid Kelly, and nobody plays more music than KRQ to prove it. Here's at least 50 minutes of total music this hour again. Oh, what do you say we kick it off the request lines? 880-5000, Paula Abdul and Cold Hearted for KRQ. 93.7 KRQ, Tucson's only hit music station. Surface there and hosing you down with my love. Almost 220. Speaking of hosers, it's me, Kid Kelly, and hanging out at the Family Bargain Center. It's Smoke and Steve Hart. Now, Smoke, I got a little question here for you. In the background there, is it balloons you're filling up with helium or the chili you ate this morning?
I think it's the chili.
I think it is, too. All right. What's happening over there presently?
Hey, bud, what's that saying you have? These people are crazy people. Do
crazy
that for me.
Crazy people!
And that's what these people are all about.
The most music. 93.7. KRQ.
93.7 KRQ, Tucson's only hit music station. 326 with Rock and Roll Radio, Law Kid Kelly. Just getting out some heaven or hell bomb. Mindless hair raising, ear plugging, earth shotting, nose picking, nail biting, goose sipping, scab picking, butt scratching, egg hatching, beauty hacking, heart prepping, guy loving, Satan digging, jaw kissing, fist thumping, rubble yelling, tongue wrestling, bowl tying, cabin crashing, trick cruising, but don't drink and driving, coffee, booze, and rock and roll. Least we can even tell music this out. That's the most music in Tucson. Takes a little brass and says, Janet Jackson, folks out there. This buddy at KRQ Hitbound. 92.7 KRQ. I'm Kid Kelly. I want to say hi to everybody out there working at Tucson Mall along with Bruce St. James. He's out there with the back to school fashion show for you. It's Karen White. Hang tight.
93.7 KRQ. It's Tucson.
Like the weather? It's like polka dots out there. I don't know. Partly cloudy skies for today. 20% chance of some tea shower. Not that bad. High is going to be in the 90s. Overnight low tonight. Going to be down into the 70s. Currently downtown Tucson. 95 degrees. A baby face. It's no crime.
93.7 KRQ.
93.7 KRQ. Tucson's only hit music station with at least 50 minutes of total music this hour. I am Kid Kelly. Hi.
Is this the same Kid Kelly that used to work in Las Vegas?
Yeah, that's me.
Man, I moved out of Las Vegas to get away from you.
Yeah, Tucson is in hell right now.
Tucson's hottest hits, 93.7 KRQ.
Oh, I got a live one here.
The most music, 93.7 KRQ.
With at least 50 minutes of total music, just how that's proof of the lost music in Tucson. Living after 4 o'clock with Tucson's most dangerous disc jockey, Kid Kelly, dying to play your face. Cross lines wide open, 880-5000. Let's bring us to the rockin' if you please. Tape it all in Saturday for possible abuse on the broadcast at KRQ. 93.7 KRQ, Tucson's only hit music station. Kid Kelly on the radio talking to Sasha on the request lines. Are you getting nasty in the afty?
Kinda.
Just kinda. Not all the way. You're afraid to be full out nasty in the afty, right?
Never afraid.
Never afraid. No, you try anything once, twice if it hurts, right? 93.7 KRQ, Tucson's only hit music station. Kid Kelly on the radio.
Hey, Kid Kelly, when are you going to be giving away the tickets to Nightmare on Elm Street Part 5?
Oh, just be listening for your chance to win. Freddy Krueger himself is going to be telling you when to call in. When you hear it be caller 9. Of course, you got to know that KRQ plays the phase. KRQ, 93.7 KRQ plays the most music to no one. Yeah, I can't even get it right. So I'm never going to win. It's 93.7 KRQ, Tucson's only hit music station. I'm a loser, I really am. 93.7 KRQ, Tucson's only hit music station. Kid Kelly on the radio. Oh, looking outside my window there. Can't believe what's going on. Terrorists holding people hostages. People killing their friends. Oil spills. People burning the flags. Denouncing God. Trying to take that cross off the old church. Been around for 100 years. What's this world coming to, huh? It's like the end of innocence. Don Henley from KRQ. 93.7 KRQ, Tucson's only hit music station. Kid calling on the radio, someone on my phone. Dad was just yelling at her. I think she's back. What was Dad yelling at you for?
He just told me to make dinner.
Oh. Tell him to get off his lazy butt and do it himself. I mean, he got off the damn chair to tell you to fix it. I'm sorry. I apologize. I have to understand, I'm still a kid myself. I'm still a rebel, too.
93.7 KRQ, Tucson's only hit music station. Kid Kelly, all over these request lines. 80-5000 is one on there now. Right. Yeah, hi.
Hi. Did Freddy Krueger just come on the air?
No, that was me. Yeah, we appreciate that. I know I sound frightening, but I'm sorry.
Okay, sorry.
KRQ. 93.7 KRQ, Tucson's only hit music station. Yeah, she drives me crazy. Find Young Cannibals there at 4:47 with the Outlaw Kid Kelly. Hang tight, gonna hit you with another 50 minutes of total music again next hour. That's proof of the most music in Tucson. But first, got a KRQ tip for you. The League of Women Voters is making an effort to encourage all residents of the Pima County to register and vote this year. If you need more information, just give me a little ring-a-ding-y right here at KRQ.
A service of Nationwide Communications, KRQQ Tucson.
4:51 with the Outlaw Kid Kelly, and nobody plays more music than KRQ to prove it. Here's at least 50 minutes of total music again this hour. Kicking it all off, going to the request lines, 880-5000. Dr. Grace, where are you working at?
Philly's Finest.
I love that. And what would you want to hear this afternoon?
Love Song by The Cure.
You got it.
All right.
Tell me what's the only radio station worth cranking up loud and proud.
93.7 KRQ.
Which translates to Tucson's only hit music station.
Exactly.
Yeah.
93.7 KRQ, Tucson's only hit music station. Nasty in your ass, did Kid Kelly getting down, get fucking pay your baby, AKA getting on, but get you off. Yes, more than 50 minutes of total music this hour alone. That's proving the most music in Tucson. Definitely got the BKR here. Someone can play for you. Give me a buzz. 880-5000. All right, so let the fingers in the rocket. Tape it all inside if possible. Abuse on the broadcast. Talk to me. It's KRQ. 93.7 KRQ, Tucson's only hit music station. Kid Kelly cruising through at least 50 minutes of total music this hour. That's proof of the most music in Tucson. Talking to Tanya on the request lines. Just kind of bumming this weekend, eh?
I haven't done anything except for listening to KRQ.
Oh, you know, that could warp your mind.
So Bruce St. James says.
Yeah, well, you know, more so on the Bruce St. James show than anybody else, so. And tomorrow he'll be back at 6 to warp your brains even more.
Yeah, I know that.
Remember his motto.
Uh-huh.
A terrible mind is a thing to waste.
Hi, KRQ. Who is this?
Tracy.
Tracy, what's your last name?
Oliver.
Tracy Oliver, you are color 9 and the winner.
All right.
All right. Get excited.
Who's that?
My mother.
Your mother?
Yeah.
Gee, your mother sounds more excited than you. Let me talk to your mom.
All right. Hello?
Hi, Mom. Your daughter is a winner.
All right.
She got herself...
Time. Poor thing tries all time.
I'll tell you, well, she got herself a couple of passes to Nightmare on Elm Street Part 5, The Dream Child, which, of course, explains your child right there.
That's true.
Well, congratulations. You and your daughter can go together and hold each other because you'll be scared to wits, I'll tell you. Congratulations to the both of you. And what is that KRQ phrase of pace?
93.7 KRQ, Tucson's only hit music station.
See, even Mom knows it.
All the kids told me they only hit music station.
See, your kids know best.
That's right.
93.7 KRQ, Tucson's only hit music station. Love that. Millie Vanilli, gonna miss you. It's the 5:48 with the Outlaw Kid. Come with another KRQ tip for you if you're out of work, out of school, and between the ages of 16 and 22. Maybe the Tucson Job Corps can help. If you need more information, just give me a little ring-a-ding right here at KRQ. Hang tight, gonna hit you with at least 50 minutes of total music again next hour. That's proof of the most music of Tucson on KRQ.
93.7 KRQ.
93.7 KRQ, Tucson's only hit music station. Kid Kelly just kind of rolling along with the 50 minutes of total music just now. That's proof of the most music in Tucson. Also, a little later on, I'm going to be blowing out more passes to see the KRQ Tucson premiere of the movie Nightmare on Elm Street Part 5, The Dream Child. All right. Freddy Krueger's going to be jumping in here with his lead press on nails, telling you when to call in to be caller 9 and to do a Tucson. And you, kid, win too. Going to be having a free movie weekend. Only here at KRQ.
Well, there you go. Composite air check of Kid Kelly on KRQ-QFM from Tucson, Arizona in 1989. This is a really cool-sounding, high-energy top 40 radio station. Now, if you have any comments concerning this part of the program, why don't let me know about it by email or voicemail. For All Things Radio Live, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Thank you very much, Jeff. And I've got one solid stream. So if you need my recording, just let her. I'll be glad to copy it over to the folder for you.
Oh, very good. Maybe you could do that. Very good. I appreciate that, Bill. Thank you.
So I got one solid string.
All right, so, very good. God bless you. God bless you.
Wow.
Well, that was Top 40. Brendan, did you like that station? Did you like what they were doing at the time?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, very high energy.
I don't know if Bernie is.
Maybe Bernie's not here.
I see Bernie left. I'm sorry, I didn't hear him leave.
Okay. He's from the Jack Armstrong Motormouth School of DJ. There.
Okay,
there he is.
Well, this is like 1989, Bernie, and I think I was still listening to Top 40 back then as well. I mean, that we didn't have a station like that in Albany, but it was I liked what he was doing. I mean, he was getting involved with the phones and the audience, but yeah, that's a lot of work.
Well,
I thought it was good.
He really did take a serious page out of the Jack Armstrong.
Yeah.
And as Chris said, the Motormouth. And he did it well. He really did. They made more out of movie passes than any station I've ever heard.
Right. Yeah.
And we got Millie's in. We got Millie Vanilli growing. I know it was done over several days, but we got Growing Gonna Miss You by Millie Vanilli three times in the same air.
But what do they say, Bernie?
Snake a couple of times.
Yeah, you got to promote yourself. And this guy really promoted the station. I mean, I bet it's the bottom line. And when you don't have much to give away, and the movie tickets is what you got. It's not like winning $50,000, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You make them think like they're gold.
Yeah, Tucson's like, I was doing smaller then, too. I mean, it was probably, you know, maybe half the size it is now. So, and it wasn't a huge place either.
I wonder what they're doing today. I like that kid who came on and said, hey, I moved out of Las Vegas to get away from you. That was funny.
Yeah. And the mom. That was funny. Oh, my kids told me to say that.
I think Collins. I really did.
And he had the Nasty in Your Afty. That was an old Joe Nasty from KTFM and then Power 106. He used to use that. But, I mean, yeah, this guy had a lot of energy. That was my senior year. I was really and that's the way it sounded. I know that jingle package. I think some of that was the jingle package that the old Kiss FM and Dallas and KTFM.
Jam Creative Productions, Z100 used the same package. It's the flamethrower package. I've heard that many times on many stations. So, Walter, go ahead.
Just wondering, would that be the same Kid Kelly that does the Backtrack USA 80s and 90s shows?
I asked him that.
No.
I wrote to him and I asked him that on YouTube when I got the air check. And I asked him, is this the same? Are you the same one that worked the Z100? He says, no, everyone asks that. I've only worked in the West Coast.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thanks, Walt.
Yep.
I wonder what they're doing today.
They're still Top 40.
Yeah.
One of the John Jay and Rich or somebody, one of those shows comes from
that radio check. Or maybe they pretty current, I think.
You might be right, Bill. But Brendan, you were going to say something else?
I think that right around that time, and Sean kind of hit on this a little bit, the music really was king. You know, everything was reflected in the music. You know, it was high energy music, high energy jocks. And it didn't even matter that they played the same songs over and over because people liked them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, too. And that was always good to hear them work with their music.
I like the idea when he brought the mother on because the little girl, his daughter, wasn't really high energy, but the mother was high energy. She was more high energy than the daughter.
She was great.
Yeah.
That's a good call, right there. That's a good call.
And you never know, Bernie, when I pick this up, you never know what you're going to get when you get phone calls like that. You know, you're riding in the seat of your pants every time you do a phone call and put it on and tape it or put it on the air. You know, you just don't know what it's going to be initially.
Right.
Well, it's just like when I used to do the Friday Night Retro show, you know, the one that you guys heard. It was amazing, the calls we got on that show. Just incredible.
Yep. Yeah, and it probably depends on, that's right, a Friday night or a Saturday night, you're going to get different kinds of calls than you do on a Tuesday afternoon, you know?
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, you are. You get it by Friday, Saturday. Yeah, Friday, Saturday, you're going to get like when I listen to JMV and you get the drunks calling in.
Oh, yeah.
You get those are entertaining.
Or party. When we used to have the oldie shows on Saturday night, a lot of times people calling, you'd say, hey, we're having a party over here in Revere. We'd like to get rock around the clock. You know, stuff like that.
Well, yep. All I can say is it was represented what I liked about Top 40. Today, you don't see that anymore. But again, everything is different. I mean, and you can't go back. The only way you can go back is to listen and look what the past was. So, I mean, that's all you can say?
All I can say.
Yeah, I would have listened if I was there in Tucson.
Yeah.
I would have too, yeah.
You couldn't even play an air check like that for a kid today and say, hey, don't you love that?
No.
They just wouldn't get it.
I can tell you, my 16-and-a-half-year-old daughter says she'll listen to the radio because it's always on in the car. But if she wants to hear music, she'll go to YouTube. If she wants to hear something anytime she wants it, it's push a button and it's done right on demand. You can do it right back.
Exactly. You can't blame them. I mean, hey, whoever thought we could sit here and say, hey, play such and such and have it play on Miss A or whatever? I mean, it's magic, really. You're right. Exactly.
Bill had the right idea. He wanted to get a radio where I could hear every station on 1040. My idea of a radio is that it would play. If I said to the radio, I would like to hear WYXB in 19 whatever when it first came on the air, or I would I'd like to hear WBZ in 1950.
Yeah, sure.
And there was recordings to it. Yeah, that comes in 2.0, Jeff.
You got a point there.
It's on. It's in beta right now.
Thank you.
I'll buy that one when it comes out. Yeah.
It's kind of like this show. It's in beta. It's been that way for 715 shows.
I'll take it. Bill, I'll turn it over to you.
Well, we want to thank everybody for participating in the panel, the listeners. Sorry about our little internet hiccup, but everything is fine now. And I'll make sure that Jeff's got what he needs and check out the podcast. And I think you'll like that. And now we can do a feature on what the memory stations, the older people that this is targeted to, they don't remember what they're supposed to remember on this station.
Yeah. But I think that Chris will agree. It's a very unusual format that this guy did. I used to call it Spasmo 5000 based on a friend named Bill Barron. And they would play a little of everything. And that's what Bob Bittner did with his station. And
everything from the 30s to the 80s. He died last year, last May.
Yeah.
He's selling it to John H. Garabedian. I don't know what he's going to do with it. But I'm sure he'll do something cool because John H. is great. But, you know, it's he got donations from people. He had enough money to run it non-commercially, but he did ask people to donate just to make it sustain itself. But he said, I'm only asking for, and he'd say, we need $5,000 to run WJIB and $3,000 to run the Bass station or whatever he'd say. And that's all he took. He'd say, now the fund is closed and we're done, because he had enough money beyond that. He wasn't making money off it. So he just enjoyed radio and he wanted to do something other people weren't doing. And he had a great voice too.
It's a good idea. Hey, speaking of that, Chris, what are you doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow,
and then
we're going to do 1960.
Okay.
And I'll be sending Bill the email with the song list, and we'll have fun with 1960. I'm sure Bill will find a lot of cool stuff happened in 1960, of course, the presidential election and the U2 spy plan. I'm sure Bill will find some interesting stuff.
My first radio in 1960.
Right.
There you go. And
now, Bernie,
it's early in 60, these will be the songs you heard.
And Bernie, what were you going to say? Was that you that said real quick? Or
Yeah. I was wondering, because I hear this all the time from stations. Would you, any of you, donate to a radio station on the internet?
Sure.
If you liked it, would you donate to keep it on? Would you really?
Yes. Sure.
I would.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I did. I would. You know, WGVU, and of course they're gone. But because I like the countdown, I donated to the, and I don't know that it got targeted. But, of course, I'm still on the email list, and I'm hearing about all the stuff that's going on in Grand Rapids or whatever every once in a while. But, you know, because the FM is still on. But I did give to that to GVU because they were asking for money like public stations do. And hopefully they targeted what I gave to the AM side of it. But, of course, they took that off a couple years ago. So there you go.
Yeah, and that was a sad loss.
Yes,
it was.
I just can't imagine me donating to a radio station. I just can't do it.
Well,
I mean, it doesn't mean enough to me, I guess.
We did a show for our...
legend.
We did a show. Oh, we don't say that. He'll start asking for money for us. No, I'm just kidding. We did a show, and actually it was fun to do. We did a show one time, and we had a show on WBUR, of all things, and for our blindness organization, because somebody in our organization knew the station manager. And BUR is a big station, you know, but of course it was 1973. FM wasn't as prominent. But we did a show once a week. And they asked us to come on and do like a little pledge thing they were doing. It was their fundraising week. So we came on, I sang a song with somebody, and she played the guitar. And we just talked about the station, how good it was, and this and that, for like a half hour. It was a half hour show. And it was fun to do, actually. It was kind of fun to just talk like that.
Yeah, that's hard to do. It's hard to raise money on the air. If you ever, I mean, I've worked in some non-commercial places where they've had to do it.
I don't think we've ever done that.
It's hard to do.
I have a couple people who contribute, to the legend.
We got this WNAP. We have WNAP here in town now, and they're always asking for money. And I cannot make myself contribute because, first of all, I'm just not sure where all that money's going.
Right,
that's part of my problem.
Yeah. And you know what? You're not the only one who would probably say that, Bernie. I definitely can understand that.
But then on the other end, I've had a couple people donate to the legend. I don't solicit it, but they donate, and I appreciate it so much. But I don't want people donating that don't have the money to donate. If they're on a serious fixed income, I wouldn't do that. You know, I just don't want that. It's not worth it to me to have them do that. I would feel
so he was a
bad.
Very scrupulous guy, and he like I say, he capped it. He'd say what he needed, and you know, and anything's you know, $5, $10. So, you know, don't have to go crazy. But if you enjoy the station, you know, we just want to know that you're out there and help to defray the costs. And you know, that was it. But he capped it. Whereas the public radio, it's just whatever.
Right,
whatever,
but he's very rare.
Gouging anybody. Very I'm rare. Just saying that's what they do. You know,
We have quite a panel here, and what we would like for everyone to do is donate to that panel so that we can all make money on this show.
Right.
We better be careful.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
We're dreaming, but we'd like it.
We're high on something.
Would
yeah.
No.
I was just going to say that.
Well, let's go to the memory station now, and let's see if we can remember.
Yeah, it's going to start off with the organ, and then the memory station's at the end, so...
Okay.
This week in my featured station segment, we're featuring two different radio stations, one requested by a listener and one that just recently changed format. The station that just changed their format is KRSK-FM in Portland, Oregon. They dropped their rock format in favor of variety in its format. Next, we're going to take a request from the guy who told us about Walmart Radio. Mario in Massachusetts wants to hear the memory station dedicated to the late Bob Bittner, radio station owner. So without further ado, sit back and enjoy these two radio stations on this week's edition of All Things Radio Live.
Hey, it's Amber from Oregon City.
And my new bestie is Bella 105.
How you doing, young lady?
Tigard, Sherwood, Lake O. Your Pacific North bestie has arrived. Bella 105. Sorry, that person driving slow in the left lane on I-5 was totally Bella. She was distracted by the cute guy with the Smokey the Bear plates.
Did you see him? I mean, she's not wrong.
Bella 105. Meet Bella.
You're gonna get along. She likes the same music you do.
All types of music. Especially this one. Well, look who it is. It's Kyle, the musician from Sherwood, who ghosted Bella 3 weeks ago trying to make dinner plans. We're going to need a second to come up with a passive-aggressive response. Be right back. Bella 105. She's back. Did you miss her? Don't answer that. We know. Bella 105.
I'm excited for her.
Yeah.
I haven't seen
everything I ever
do.
Oh, Bella, where have you been all my life? Bella 105. If you heard someone beeping when you were driving through the tunnel, it was probably Bella. Bella 105. Meet the new girl in town. Hey, Bella. Bella 105.
Take a seat. Right over there, sat on the stairs, stay or leave. Middle.
Hey, it's Krista from Cedar Hills.
And my new bestie is Bella 105.
First night, all I think about is you.
Sometimes all I think about is you. Anyway, it's been faking me out.
A little bit of this.
Let's get it.
It all. Ooh, this is a good one. We all crave companionship, and your new Pacific North bestie is always by your side on the free Odyssey app. Download and follow Bella 105.
Something's got a hold on me lately.
Oh my God, it's about time. Bella's Uber Eats order just got here. It was scary. She was getting hangry. Hang tight while she meets the driver at the door. Bella 105.
Hey, it's Ashley from Tigard.
And my new bestie is Bella 105.
When Bella was younger, she wanted to be Paris Hilton. Now she spends her Fridays canning. Life comes at you fast. Bella 105. Bella loves sharing her favorite songs, like this.
Got to do.
How about this? Ooh, and she knows you're gonna love this one.
How I used to be.
Newberg, Beaverton, Richfield, your Pacific North bestie has arrived. Bella 105. It doesn't take much to excite Bella these days. You should have seen her reaction to the custom dog portrait she got at the Saturday market. I mean, she might have cried. I'm sure I saw a tear. Bella 105. Meet the new girl in town. Hey, Bella. Bella 105.
Everybody but your dog, you can all get lost.
Bella has been productive for a solid 20 minutes today. I know, impressive, right? I think she deserves a little break, don't you?
All Things Radio.
You're listening to Bob Bittner's Memory Station on WGTX HD3 Turo and online everywhere at bobsmemorystation.com. We're Bob Bittner's Memory Station.
Listening to the Memory Stations.
Quand elle s'ennuie dans sa mansarde. Wow.
know you can now listen to Bob Bittner's Memory Station on your smartphone? You can download the apps from the Google Play Store or Apple Store.
The Memory Stations. Stations.
Well, there you go. Two different radio stations with two different formats. We started things off by listening to radio station KRSK-FM in Portland, Oregon, with a new Bella 105 format, the Variety Hits format. And we concluded things by listening to Bob Bittner's Memory Station. Now, if you have any comments concerning this part of the program, why don't you let me know about it by email or voicemail? The email address here is Jeff. That's J-E-F-F, Jeff at allthingsradio.net. Or you can call that feedback line at 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595, hitting option 2 for the podcast team. For All Things Radio Live, I'm Jeff Bennett.
This concludes another All Things Radio Live. Join us every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the latest radio news, interviews, caller questions and comments, station scopes, and more. Visit the show's official website at www.allthingsradio.net and visit the Legend website at legendoldies.com. Join us again next week for another All Things Radio Live on the Worldwide Legend.